cause ain't nothing but a G-thang, baby. Two low-down G's, so we're crazy. Death Row is the label that pays me. Unfadable, so please don't try to fake this. But back to the lecture at hand.
So, time and place.
Let the record show that I'm being held here against my will.
Sure.
But yeah, time and place.
I'm going to disregard whichever you're talking about. Anyways, so time and place.
Against my will.
You're being dramatic. Time and place. The time. The time was. The time was.
Against my
two,
will.
Two, was it 2017? No. The year was. I want to say it was either 2015, 2016. I had just driven, I believe at the time, what was your car, back from somewhere, Chicago. Had been driving it all day. You told me to be careful just because her car was funky at the time. She had a beater, a whoopty, and you needed to take it back to, was this Iowa?
I don't know what you're talking about. My car was amazing. I don't.
You're lying. Oh, this is what it was. It was my sophomore year because I was 20. So that would be 2016.
That's not when it was. Mm-mm. I don't know what you're talking about.
Let me get there. Okay. Before you jumped out my throat.
Okay. Cause
so 2016.
I didn't have no car my freshman year of college, so it couldn't have been then.
Was it my junior year? It had to been. It was 2016. You weren't a freshman. You would have been a sophomore.
I was going into my junior year.
You were a freshman.
I was going into my senior year.
No, you weren't, Yemi.
Okay. Tell the story.
How long did you graduate?
I was going into my senior year of college.
In 2016, and I graduated in 17.
I got the hoopty. Well, I don't know where this story is going. So.
Anyways, I'm just, follow me.
Okay.
The year is, I'm saying 2016, because, you know, Yemi likes to poke holes in everything that I do, because she's a hater. Hater.
I just like the truth.
The truth is you're a hater.
To be told.
Sure. Anyways, 2016, I've been driving her car around. I'm at the crib. Yemi calls me. Deji, I'm stuck on the side of the road. I said, Yemi, I'm a little preoccupied at the moment.
Oh, okay. This is a different story. Okay. Correct. This is when I was still in high school.
This is when you were going to Iowa.
Yes, going into my freshman year.
No, sophomore year.
Okay, different story. It's crazy how history repeats itself, because I was thinking about a different story where you borrowed my car for something else. And anyway, continue.
First of all, young Deji had a lot of lessons to learn.
Yeah, okay.
Anyways, 2016, Yemi calls me. I'm stuck on the side of the road. Deji, I need you to come and get me. I said, Yemi, I'm a little preoccupied.
Go to hell. That's what you said.
No, I didn't.
Oh, okay. That's what it felt like you said. I don't know.
I definitely would never have said go to hell. I said, Yemi, I'm a little preoccupied at the moment.
Oh, okay.
Do you mind, you know, calling one of your friends?
No, and that was a farce because I ain't had no friends.
Sure, you didn't have no friends. You see how she'd just be talking now, you know? Now she has been held against the world. Now you ain't got no friends.
Yes.
sure. I'm with someone at the time.
Say their names. No, you don't have to say the person's name.
Yeah, I don't need to. And I'm like, you know, yeah, you'll be all right.
Crazy.
Little did I know. Basically, I had left Yemi stranded for a certain amount of hours. My parents had came back to the crib. I let them know what was going on, and they said, you know, typical. My mom is very typical Nollywood. Basically, went up. You weren't there. She said, hey, my daughter is on the side of the road in the dark. What if that happens?
Honestly, I feel like you're mixing two stories.
No, I'm not. Okay. You weren't there. Again, how are you going to poke holes when you weren't there?
Because I know what happened.
No, you don't. You don't. You know what happened in the house? How are you going to tell me what happened in the house when you was on the side of the road?
Excuse me. Against my will.
Whatever. You see how mad you are? You see how mad? You're literally trying to tell me how the story went when you were in the car. Waiting to get
on the side of the road. Yes, on the side of the road. Yeah, yes, that's you. Where I was. That's the most important part of the story. So sure. Please get to the point of the story, please.
Thanks. You should let me finish it before you poke holes
quickly
because it's not multiple stories. On the side of the road, mom, dad come home. My dad was like, ah, she'll be all right. Probably is okay, da, da, da. Then everything start going up in the house. Mom, yay, my daughter is this, my daughter is that, rolling down the stairs. Then we have to go get her. We have to go ahead, making a whole big scene, causing anxiety. Then my dad and I are calling you like 50 bajillion times. Yemi's not picking up. So then obviously we all start to get worried.
This is two different stories.
Yemi, it's one story. It is one story.
Okay.
Oh, wait, hold on. Hold on. Hold
yes,
on.
Yes.
Hold on. It is too different.
It is too different. Because I know what the fuck I'm talking about. You'll be thinking I don't know what I'm doing.
All right. Anyways. Sometimes it's the brain. It's how it works. It puts things together. Okay. So anyways.
He has that problem.
I don't have that problem. Okay. I have a very good memory, but some things mesh. No, I have a good memory. Your ass don't have a good memory.
It's selective.
Sure. Anyways. The first story I was getting to, basically, I was with somebody. I had left my sister on the side of the road. And because of that, I saw the ramifications, right? My brother had came at my head. My father came at my head. And my mom's came at my head. And then Yemi came at my head. So.
And back then, I was no hold bars for this boy. Because, yeah, he needed it.
Sure. But it's in that moment where the light bulb switched, you know, it went from off on, and I
that's
said
how switches go.
Thanks. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I know it's called imagery, you know. Okay. Sometimes you have to paint a picture for your audience.
Oh, okay, cool.
In that moment I said I have to be better.
Mm-hmm.
So that there was a change that needed to be made, and I slowly took that uphill climb to be a better brother, to be a better person. Because what I did was very shameless and scandalous and pretty much very neglectful. But, you know, change is not an easy process. You know, mm-hmm. There are a lot of ups and downs when it comes to you changing into the person you need to be for the people you're around, as well as, you know, you becoming the person that you want to be.
Period.
And with that, that's the story, or the interlude, as we like to call it. But Yemi is obviously, there's a little bit of tension in the room. So I just want to level set. I want to say this is a safe space. There's no animosity here.
I'm good. I just felt like I was being held here against my will.
Sure. Nobody's
said that,
holding
and
you
I
against
wanted the
your
people
will. So,
on the
so,
podcast
so, so,
to know.
So if this blows up and you're in front of thousands of people, are you going to say you're being held against your will when we're doing live podcasts?
I just was not in the mood to have this conversation
sure.
with
you
today. You
was sure.
You've been having an attitude with me all day.
Ain't nobody have no attitude with you.
And I just
ain't
did
nobody
not
have
feel
no
like
attitude with you.
I'm letting you know how I feel from my experience, please.
Sure.
From my perspective.
Sure.
Because sometimes we literally just saw that. You be getting the story wrong sometimes.
Did I ever get the story wrong? I just mixed it up.
Okay.
Common. Okay. It's very common for people to
mix it up wrong. Tomato, tomato.
No, it's not.
So yeah, what's the point of this?
We're talking about changes.
Oh, yes.
With changes. The seasons changing and life changing for the both of us, we
it's
started
such
to discuss.
A good idea.
Decided to discuss change, sure.
Yes, one thing I hate is fall. I'm not going to let y'all sit up here and act like fall is a great season because y'all be dressing. Y'all be wearing sweatpants and hoodies. If y'all consider that dressing, I would prefer ranch or Caesar or balsamic vinaigrette.
You had to try it.
Yeah. You know, not all of the jokes land. It's okay, though. I am a salad person, though. But I just really don't care for
fall. Why don't you not like fall? What's wrong with fall?
I don't care for it. It's not a season that I prefer to be in because the weather is cold. And it's
what is
very,
cold to you?
Anything below 75 degrees is cold.
Sure.
Is that not true?
I mean, I guess.
Yeah,
I mean,
okay.
I like it. I like this weather.
Yeah, anything below 75 is less than preferable for me per se, honestly. So I don't prefer it. I don't know. I like wearing flip flops.
You can still wear flip flops in the fall. I did that today.
You had on sandals with socks. Not the same thing.
It is.
I like
same
to
thing.
Go at the beginning of summer. I take myself down to the Old Navy, buy my 99-cent flip flops, and I wear those all summer. This summer was particularly different because I started getting into sneakers, so I was wearing sneakers more. But usually, 99-cent flip-flops. Old Navy.
So you don't like fall because of the weather, which is probably the best part about it.
For who?
For everybody in general.
To you.
And also, I don't wear just sweats and a hoodie.
And jackets. I don't know, coats. Y'all be wearing coats and jackets and all the things. I don't
know. Bag is deep in fall because you have the ability to wear layers. But also, I just like fall activities, right? Like, you know, you get to do pumpkin patches. You get to do that apple orchard that you wanted to do. The activities outdoor are more fun, right? There's football games. I mean, you're not into that.
No.
Basketball is usually starting to get up. And the beginning of the season is really cheap compared to middle of the season towards the end of the season.
Don't care about those, no.
What else is there to do? There's usually more concerts.
Don't care about those, no.
Fall concerts are the best because you get in your bag and then you get into a nice warm building. And then when you come out, you're so hot that, like, it feels good to be outside in some cold weather. Or cooler weather. And the weather is just comfortable. Like 65 with a hoodie on and some jeans. You can't go wrong.
No.
You got haunted houses if you're into that bag because of October.
No, I'm not into that.
I mean, you're a liar. You literally love the month of October.
I love Halloween. That's it.
Which is all of October, basically.
Exactly. I love Halloween. It's my favorite season. But what does that have to do about changes? Let's go back to the top.
Because I asked you why you don't like fall.
And in the spirit of the seasons changing, our last episode was about the end of summer. Now we're talking about fall. We're talking about changes.
So what is the changes that are going on in your life?
I think we mentioned this in the summer video or the summer podcast, excuse me. I'm changing into just like being a boss about my stuff, right? Where I talked about what I learned about how I just need to take more ownership over things going on in my life.
But you being held captive.
Today I am. Today sure. I am. Any other day I wouldn't have a problem, but today I am.
Sure.
And I will continue to speak my truth because that's my truth.
I don't know any boss that's held captive. I'm just saying.
Well, I'm the captain now. Sure. So, like I said, just, you know, being able to take, you know, more opportunities and do the things that I want to do to, you know, make sure that I'm good within. Thank you.
So that's a very vague, but we could get into that. Okay. So you're saying you're just honing in into more of the badness of the baddest bee that you can be.
Period. I feel like the changes with me are very evident. Anyone who knows me in real life has been able to see them. And I've been able to see them for myself. I guess. Yeah. I don't know.
You don't think? What is the biggest change? It doesn't necessarily have to be so apparently like physical, but what has been the biggest change?
For me in my life?
Correct.
I try to only worry about the things that that I can control.
Okay.
I think that's very important.
Mm-hmm.
And I try not to think about things, period. Because I'm an overthinker in nature. Yeah. So I'm an overthinker. So I try not to think about things as much. Like, I literally will be thinking about something and I'll have to physically tell myself to stop thinking about this and change the subject, because what is done is done. What is out there is out there. What is in the world is in the world. I can only control what I do in the world and how I move through this world. So I've definitely changed that about myself, because I used to be so worried about what other people were doing and how, and also to be real, I'm still really worried about not what other people are doing, but how I'm perceived by the rest of the world. I'm still worried about that. So that's definitely something that I need to change, and hopefully the season changing will help me change that.
I was asking you, why do you feel like you're worried about how you are perceived?
I don't know. It's just something that
you haven't tapped into. You haven't figured out the source or the root of that.
No, I don't know what that is. Probably just from our culture. We'd be worried about how other people think of us.
I don't think I ever had that problem.
That's you. That doesn't mean that it's
true, but you said the culture, right? I mean, this is two
different. Parts of the culture you don't tap into, but there's parts of the culture that you do. Maybe. I don't know.
I think I tap into whatever I tap into.
Yeah. So there's parts of the culture that we come from, or the way that we were just raised, that makes us believe that we are what people think of us. And I just continue to keep that in. So something I'm trying to step out of and walk outside of the box. Until then,
I'm just asking because it's like, I don't know. I feel like I don't really pick and choose because, I mean, I don't look at things so, like, siloed like that. I mean, yes, we are of the culture of, you know, Nigerian Yoruba descent, but that doesn't mean that we have to fully indoctrinate ourselves because, I mean, we're still uniquely, we're still individuals at the end of the day. And that's what I hold on to is my individuality. But my individuality doesn't mean that I don't want to still be associated with being Nigerian and Yoruba.
Yeah.
So my point is, why are you tapping into something that's so negative? Because it's like, it's pointless to think about stuff.
Deji, here's the thing. If I knew why, I wouldn't be doing it still.
But it's a good thing to like unfold because obviously other people can relate to this, especially if they're Nigerian, is what I'm trying to say. So if other people have this thought and you communicate it instead of being so siloed and shut off about it, it might help others.
Yes. Yes. Okay.
So you see why I'm digging?
Great. Thank you, Mr. Shiloh LaBeouf.
Shiloh LaBeouf. What is that?
Some people will get it. Some people won't. It's okay. Let's move on.
Sure. You're just, I'm telling you. Is it me?
Or I guess my will.
Or is it me or is it you? Just because you're in a mindset, I feel like you need to move past it. You're doing it now. So act right accordingly.
Changes.
Sure.
Been running out of maze.
Do you want me to continue to ask you questions? Or?
No, let's move on. What do you got going on? What other changes? What changes have you seen in yourself that I can pick in?
I would say that I'm like, I would have said like I'm going to like, I'm changing, but I like the change is just growth. To be honest, it was just like. The change that is most evident in my life is that I'm going from being a boy to a man in like almost every aspect of my life. In that, there's just changes in that. Literally, that's it. That's as plainly simple as I could put it.
We need to record these because I...
like life?
Yeah, because my facial expressions are so funny. Like I can just see how my face is reacting to what you're saying. And I'm
why
just
do you
like...
not believe it?
I'm just listening to what you're saying. I don't.
Right. So then why? What would cause you to have the expression that, oh. Because
just... when you said it, I was like, ugh, corny. But I believe it.
Why is it corny?
Because you corny? I don't know. I don't make the rules.
Why is it corny for me to be fully invested in my maturity as a man and finally starting to be aware of that?
No, it's not. Maybe that wasn't the right word, because, you know...
Oh, no, I'm not saying that. I'm not saying that, like, I'm feeling defensive. I just like, what's cliche? Because I can...
Maybe cliche?
Sure, yes. You could go cliche,
let's
but...
Let's do that. Better word.
But you have to dig, because it's not like, oh, I pay my own bills. It's like the thought. It's like the intentionality.
Your mindset is changing, okay?
Correct.
Your mindset is
right.
changing.
Why are you over here capping? Because, oh, Deji's over here becoming a man.
Yeah,
type.
You know how he be. Everything is so deep for Buddy, but...
It's not deep. It's okay. Just, it's like, why are you going to get mad? Because I like to be an intellectual. Hater, you see it? I just want everybody on the podcast to see. You see how she hates? It's crazy how I could be your own brother and you hating on me like this. That's all I got to say. This is real life just crazy. You know what they say, let your haters be your motivators.
Period. So, period.
But your blood, that's weird.
So if I hate on you so much, your motivation to be successful should be so high that there's nothing stopping you from doing the things that you want to do.
Sure, which I've always been.
Okay, I must be doing something correct. Shh. I was going to curse.
Just sipping on that haterade is what you've been doing.
No, it's tequila.
Still haterade.
No, it's tequila and lemonade.
Still haterade.
Oh, okay.
Matter of fact, they should call that hate on the beach. That was a good one. Instead of a Long Island, they could call it a haterade island.
I hope y'all are entertained by this. I really do hope the people listen.
See, hater. Just hate. Hate because hate.
Deji, if the joke was funny, I would have laughed.
No, you don't laugh at any of my jokes intentionally.
because they don't be funny.
No, I'm sorry. You're wrong.
When they do be funny, I'll be giving you your dap.
No, you're
I?
Wrong.
Oh,
you're,
my gosh. Now we have a liar in the room.
That's Deji. You're wrong.
When Deji tell you he's changing, he is growing. The season not changing. He's still a liar.
You're lying.
Just like he lied about the story from before.
I didn't lie about it. I got it mixed up. You can't say that.
I'm telling you, you have the story wrong. Yummy, I don't have it wrong. I know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, because it's my brain.
Continue.
It's my brain.
Continue. Now you
people do that all the time, Yummy. They literally do that all the time.
And some people listen to reason. They'd be like, you know what, Yummy, hold on. Let me take a step back. You right. I'm mixing up two stories. And the problem is, Deji mixing up two stories where he put me in a compromising situation and I got left on the side of the road. That's the real crazy thing.
Don't act like you ain't never put me in no compromising position.
Never in my life.
Wow, that's really wild. Do you really want to stand on that?
No, I'm
okay,
not
then
a-
I was about to say.
I'm going to say I might take a knee. Shit. I don't know. I might kneel.
But you might not want to lay down. That's what you might want to do.
And I laughed, okay, because that was funny.
I be having them sometimes.
Not too often.
Yeah, I mean, you're the only person that does not think I'm funny. I don't know if it's because the years you put in with me.
Probably so.
That's probably what it is, because you got too accustomed to my jokes.
No, because I know that they're not funny. Here's the thing about it. Conventionally, you think that I'm funny.
No.
I can't have a conversation with someone who doesn't know
this. No.
I can't have a conversation with someone who doesn't speak.
What is conventionally? Please define what that is.
I'm funny.
Okay, sure.
Thank you. Is there any other conversation we need to have about that? Was
because you were supposed to bring that back because you're calling.
To you. I don't know. Let's.
I just want everybody to see, I see when I say I be chilling, bro, I be really chilling.
He doesn't.
You're a hater.
And we can bring up things that will make people look at you in a different light. Hater. But today we are talking about how you go from boy to man. So that's what we are talking about. We'll address that in a different topic.
You go, first of all, everybody has made plenty of mistakes in their life.
Okay.
So why would we bring up my mistakes? I could bring up your mistakes.
I didn't say I was bringing it up.
No, I'm saying, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, obviously, if you look at me and be like, oh, okay, he was not on nothing now. But look at me now.
Still doing things that need to be a assignment?
Sure. Okay. I can say the same thing about you.
But I'm not saying that I'm growing from a boy to a man. So.
But that's what it is.
I'm not doing
it's
that.
It's a process. See, and that's what I've been realizing, right? It's like a lot of the content that I'm absorbing, right? It's interesting the lens that I have because of what I'm going through, right? So, like, when I pay attention to shows like Raising Kanan or Power Book 2 called Ghost, and you're seeing all these men, young men, whether the two that I'm talking about specifically, Tyreek and Kanan, how all these people are, like, pouring into them, but it's all for them to become, like, this man that they envision themselves being, right? For Tyreek, it's to be better than Ghost. For Kanan, it's to be the hottest mugs, the hottest dealer, the hottest everything in Jamaica, Queens. But they both do it for entirely different reasons, right? Kanan just wants to be the boss. Tyreek is trying to do everything for his family. But in that, they have to make grown man decisions. And in that, the mindset changes. While you over here not even paying attention to what I'm saying.
Because you're talking about shows I don't watch. I don't be watching shows like
that. Yeah, you're on a podcast. Have some respect now.
They don't know what I'm doing and you over here snitching. So how are you changing when you're telling
because
on your
you
sister?
Over here talk about open conversation. Have a conversation.
I don't watch those shows. I can't.
It's, but you could. There's a. I don't watch
I
any.
I multitask. Yeah, so I was.
Do you think I really watch RuPaul's Drag Race? But do you still be talking about it, right?
Do you think
I watch P-Valley?
I don't have a conversation with you. Let's talk about changes.
Yeah, you should probably be. Focus. You should probably pay attention so we can talk about changes.
Deji, I was listening to you speak about the shows. I don't watch the shows. And I can multitask. You over here spend my business telling the people what I'm doing. They can't see what I'm doing. They could have thought I was actively listening to you.
Sure. Anyways, you keep saying let's talk about changes, but you're not asking no questions. Will. You know, a conversation is a two-way street.
Absolutely. So I heard everything you're saying.
Maybe you dictate the conversation now, miss.
No, because I don't. I would love for you to finish your point, and I'm sure the listeners.
No, I finished it already.
What was the point that you were trying to make?
The point was made. You should have been listening.
Yes, I was. you got me.
Yeah, exactly my point. White. The point was made.
Yeah, I mean, I think when seasons change, going back to our original topic, going through some changes, right. I think as seasons change, things change in us as well. Summer, if you don't already know, is my favorite season of the year, for obvious reasons, right? All of you people who say fall, you're deranged. We need to get you checked mentally.
Excuse me. I feel like you're only saying that because you live in the Midwest.
Yeah, if I live somewhere where it was warmer, sure. But yeah, anyway. But
it gets cooler everywhere, though.
Back to my point. So, excuse me, burping. What I was trying to say was, as seasons change, I think we as people change as well, right? Like, fall brings out a different type of energy out of people. Would you agree or would you disagree?
For myself, yeah, no. I mean, because you know I'm the same pretty much all year round. When it's a go, it's a go. Everything's kind of always been the same because I'm trying to attain a goal. But I mean, I get what you're saying. Like, people choose to, when fall comes around, things tend to settle down and slow down a little bit more. People try to gear themselves for relationships.
Well, I wasn't getting
it. No, I'm just rambling, but people tend to, they tend to try to stack their ducats, right? Because they know winter is coming.
What is ducats?
It's old school slang for money.
Oh, okay. I've never heard you use that word before. So I just wanted to confirm and let the people listening to the podcast, if they had any questions on what that word was. Sure. Get.
Ducats, sure. Ducats. Anyways.
Against my will.
Yeah, so that's what I think. I mean, I think that with seasons change, people's mindsets change, right? You know, summer, you tend to have fun. You tend to hang loose. And you tend to just be like, all right, whatever happens, happens.
Sure, and I'm going to cut you off because I was speaking and you interrupted me.
No, you asked me a question.
Did I? Can we rewind the tape?
Yeah, you asked me a question.
I just wanted to make sure that I made my point before you tried to make it. Because I was speaking about myself.
Sure, go for it. You did ask me a question, though.
The footage will let us know.
Yeah. If you want another question you ask?
What did I ask you?
You asked...
Do you agree or something?
Yeah, you asked me, like, do seasons change people? That's what you asked, or something like that.
We'll let the footage decide what I said.
That you asked me a question. Because you did.
Either way, I was continuing on.
All right, go ahead.
What I was saying. So basically what I was trying to get at is that... For me, I feel like seasons change the way I approach life. And like to what you were saying, you know, in the summer, you're one way. In the fall, you might switch over because things are settling. Mm-hmm. And for me, I'm settling and I'm getting into my rest period, which is why I felt like I was here against my will, because I'm not really in the mood to exert too much energy.
All you do is rest.
And now you're coming for me personally. I'm being personally attacked with that one sentence. So I'm going to move forward. So I just feel like, you know, I've been a little, how do you say, I'm feeling a little bit of the seasonal changes. And I just, you know, I want to take some time to try to see how I'm going to be this fall. So I've been laying down a lot more. I've been watching TV a lot more. So I feel like that comes with the season. I'm more like a stay in the house type of fall girl instead of go out and try to bust fall fits. I don't know how to dress for the fall. I don't keep a lot of
layers.
I don't do that. I don't know what that is. I don't. Only kind of layers I like is in a cake. No? Okay. Well, sometimes you swing and a miss. I don't know. So yeah, I just feel like that is what fall is given for the girl being me. And I know winter is going to be worse. But we move. So
what do you mean? You don't even need to stay here. I'd be telling you this.
Yes. Okay. So for that season, if there's anybody I know that lives in a warm area during the winter, you might see me for a week or two or more. The whole winter.
Is that not what I did last winter?
I'm gonna take my laptop in Joppa.
I was literally gone for the coldest 2 weeks of the year last year.
Where did you go?
California.
Oh, okay.
You don't remember that when no, I was gone?
I thought that was in the spring. I don't.
No, that was definitely in February.
Oh, okay. It was kind of warm in February, no?
No, it wasn't. That's when we had the cold. That's when y'all was.
Oh, you were gone because it was mom's birthday. Correct. Yes, that was wild of you, but.
No, it wasn't. It wasn't wild. I saw the temperature.
That was her 60th birthday. You didn't come for her birthday party that we had
she's been 60.
No, that was her 60th birthday party.
No, she's been 60. But that was her American 60th birthday party.
Please, because immigration could be listening to this right now, and you're putting out my mom's business.
You're doing not your mom's business.
No, no one told you to say that she wasn't 60 or she's been 60.
She's been nationalized. She's been a citizen. So what they gonna do?
You never know with this country. Excuse me. Please make sure you edit that part out of this.
Relax, man. What is wrong with you today?
Am I supposed to be just, okay, let's continue with the narrative that my mom...
I've been doing this longer than you, so I know what I can say and not say.
Well, continue, Sha. You are grown. You are a grown man, evolving, sure, changing, so you know things.
I said I'm going through. I'm not fully actualized yet. You need to calm down. You know, you're one of those absolute people. You like to, like, as soon as you hear something...
I do speak in absolutes and definites because words mean things.
Sure.
So it's very important to say what you mean and mean what you say.
That doesn't mean anything
because
for a person.
people can come back on what you say. So you have to be
sure,
able to.
But
I also believe in saying things that you have to apologize for, which is something that I think I've told you about. If you just move in a matter where you don't have to apologize for anything, I think that's better than
I think you're missing my point, which is like you hold people in a static view, which. Obviously, it just makes no sense.
Yeah, that's a problem. You of shouldn't. Course. You should. People are very fluid and
right.
And
so that's when I be. That's my. That's our biggest strife is because you hold me in a static view, and I'm like.
I just think that like the way that we communicate. I think if you know how I communicate, it's easier and how I. So communication is a two way street. So I'm saying like how I communicate, but like how I communicate with others and how I would intrinsically hope they can communicate with me is very. Like speak in matter of facts, like say what you mean and mean what you say.
Yeah, but that's a very
No, it's not selfish. And you know why I say that? And that's why I don't speak to a lot of people, because the way that my brain works is that you could say one thing and it could be vague. It could be very open-ended. And because I'm a thinker, I'm going to think every single thing about this thing that you say. So to protect myself, right? Boundaries, we're growing, we're changing, we're evolving.
But you can't.
These things change. So it's important for me as a person when I talk to you and I say, yes, I speak in definites, I speak in exacts because about certain things, of course. Like, I mean, even today I was, you know, being dramatic about earlier, but like in certain things when I speak, I want them to be, how you speak to me, this is how I would want you to speak to me.
Right. But you're assuming that everybody communicates the same way.
I don't assume that, but I assume that the people who know me, who say that they know me, the people that I've lived with my whole life, I would assume for them, and if I'm telling them, hey, this is how you need to speak to me, or this is how I prefer you speak to me, because this is how it works best for me to make sure that we keep positive relationship, then I expect that.
But then do you communicate how others like to be communicated to?
Yes.
Liar.
Hater.
Sure. I mean, I feel like that's something you still have to work on. I feel like
of course. I mean, it's not a definite science. I mean, of course, people don't communicate with me the way that I want to. I have to tell them, hey, watch the way you speak to me, because I tell you that all the time. And
yeah,
I say the same thing
to you, because I feel like sometimes you be too brash. And yeah. I'm a brash person.
Are you? Yes, you are. Mm-hmm. Very rude.
But you talk to me very rudely. Huh. Contradiction.
Subjective.
It's not.
Let the people decide.
It's not.
They don't see it because you be doing it undercover. But when you be talking to me and it's just me and you and I have to snitch to Tunde on you, dang, they will know.
You can snitch? But I don't be coming out my mouth for no reason.
You feel like your reasons are justified. I don't think you're ever justified in taking... I feel like for me, changes, right? I feel like for me, I've never really been one to like lash out on people. I kind of just like allow people to talk to me in any kind of way. Not like because I'm battered or anything. Just because I don't think that it makes sense for me to be like, when we get into an argument or if we get into a disagreement, to be saying all of these things about you. Like all of these things that have nothing to do with the topic. I'm just not that type of person. I feel like I'm just going to allow you to, you know, feel the way you need to feel and get out all of your frustrations the way you need to. But I'm just going to be very, like they say, matter of fact, say what I need to say and go on my way. I feel like other people, when they have disagreements, they, you know, like to say all these crazy outlandish things to me, and I just feel like they should know that that's not how you have conversations with people, but I feel like that's how they move. What do you think about the people that do that?
What I think about they,
them,
whatever,
mm-hmm.
What I think about them,
mm-hmm.
when they do those things, it usually takes a tremendous amount of patience.
Are you speaking you're speaking for them, right?
I'm definitely. Okay. Like, hey, let me continue. I can use either one. It's a pronoun.
Them is like.
Yeah, yeah. I know.
And then they is like.
Yeah, yeah. So when they.
Yes.
Get this pent up frustration because the leash you have given.
Who is you?
Said person.
Oh, okay. Because I'm speaking about. Yeah, yeah. Anybody.
That's what I said.
It could be anybody.
Yeah. You is said person, right? So you have to let me finish. When you have given them an inch and they take a mile, when you take back that mile and people don't like that you're taking back that mile, they're always going to feel some type of way because why? You allowed them to do it. But in this progressive world, boundaries are a thing. So if they or them would like to finally establish some boundaries for their own health and well-being, you have to respect that. There's no other way around it. And in that, that is the biggest point that they or them would like to reiterate is consideration. Because if you are as evolved and good and all these things as you, said person, might be, then it would behoove you to consider.
Yes, I like that word.
Them or they, would it not?
Sure, yes. Agreed. We are on the same page. Sure. For everybody.
Sure.
For everybody.
Sure.
We are on the same page.
Sure.
For whoever they and them and yous and, yes. And they who may be.
Yeah, yes.
We are on the same
page. Of course.
Yes.
Because you know what?
Because what? Evolution changes.
Of course.
And that's exactly because what we're talking about
here
today.
Because all they or them
want. Mm-hmm. That's what we're here talking about today is changes.
Of course. Yes. It's interesting. When
people
they
change like the seasons.
Well, I don't like to think. Well,
people change.
No. I 100%
people know. Be changing. Like
I know people who have changed. I know people who've gotten into situations mm-hmm. that they put themselves in
mm-hmm.
and changed in a heartbeat.
Damn,
couldn't even recognize them.
Wow.
Yeah.
Personal.
Personal. Yeah, yeah. But I've seen it.
But that's the thing. And you know, a wise person once told me, you have to keep everybody. Well, she says her approach to people is that she keeps everybody at the same level, right? She doesn't think highly of anyone or less of anyone.
Mm-hmm.
She keeps everybody at the same level until they prove her otherwise. And I feel like I'm the same way.
Is that can
I? And I feel like I do the same thing. Like I don't. Excuse me. Thank
is that
you.
The person?
I don't. No. It's somebody I know personally.
Oh, gotcha.
So it's not some musician. And I feel like the same way. I keep everyone at the same level. I let everyone, you know, I give everyone the same me.
Yeah.
You change. Ultimately, that person changes how I interact with them for the good or for the bad. But I keep everybody at the same level because the part of change is being able to identify things in yourself and other people.
Of course.
So that's kind of where I am with that. I feel like for me, I'm like trying to get back to the point that I made, but I lost it. But I just think that change is a part of life, like the seasons and people changing. Right, people changing, that's the point. So I mean, you changing is fine, especially if I keep you at the same level that I keep everybody else, because I don't expect much from people.
Yeah.
When you expect stuff from people, you get let down.
Of course.
And I've learned that from living in this household.
Oh, man. Tremendously.
And that's a different topic for a different day.
Yes.
But people change, experience change, seasons change, and, you know, just to culminate all of the things that we've been speaking about.
So then we've been talking a lot about being aware of change.
Yeah, for sure.
So
you can feel it, right? So we felt that the seasons have changed because it's 60 degrees outside now, and 2 weeks ago it was 80, 90 degrees outside. So we felt that change. Can you feel the change in people? And the way they make you feel, or the way that they feel towards you? Can you feel?
100. You know, I'm in tune with people. It's weird.
I'm an empath, so I definitely can, because I'm a Cancer.
I don't know if I am an empath, but I've always been somebody who's been very invested in people.
That's a problem.
Yes, it has been a problem for me, very much so. You know, I mean, but you know, it's something I've learned. I've been learning that more and more because of my interactions now. Not everybody deserves access to you.
Period.
Not everybody deserves your time. Not everybody deserves. Everybody deserves grace, but you need to give them the grace of just being a human. They don't have to be a person in your life.
Yeah.
But what I was trying to get to with that point is that when I see people shift,
I let them shift.
I let them shift.
You have to let the people shift. I be telling you that all the time.
Yeah, yeah, but I learned that the hard way, right? I learned that the hard way.
They just shift.
But all I do, I mean, but when they shift, I bow out and I move out respectfully.
Respectfully. Give them the respect that I'm giving you.
Yeah. But when they do all that, they know what they're doing, right?
Anybody, never mind. Never mind.
Yes, we don't. let's not go too deep. But I'm just saying, if a person want to switch up on you for whatever reason, let them switch.
Period.
Because I mean, at that point, is that person thorough?
Yeah, and here's the thing: like, we aren't the most perfect people in the world, but we're like pretty good people.
Try to be.
So if you decide that you want to shift or, you know, change directions in our lives, then let it be
more power to you.
Exactly. Let it be your own reason. Like,
yeah.
I've seen people switch up on me and I'd be like, me? So, and sometimes it's not you.
It's really never you. It's never, honestly, when people change, it's never really about
you.
It's never about you. It's always about what their individual journey and path is.
Yeah, they be going through some changes.
Of course.
And so are we. And sometimes their path might not align with yours.
Literally, every single time. And
you
that's,
see how easy it is to switch lanes on the road?
Yeah.
That's how easy it is for people to change. Come on now. We preach to the people. We got to stop.
Of course. Like, the thing about change that I realize is that, like, the people who aren't willing to change will make up every excuse.
Yikes. We don't do excuses.
Yeah, and that's the whole thing, right? If you feel like you're comfortable where you're at, stay your ass over there.
Period.
stay your ass over there. Cause over here, we leveling up, we trying to grow, we trying to break cycles.
Honestly, I feel like Deji and I are in great positions in our lives right now. I mean, like, amongst all the things that we've been dealing with.
Yep.
Because it's been some things that we've been going through. I feel like, you know, we've been taking heed of all of the opportunities that we have, and we're making moves in the right direction.
Big facts.
So we're changing for the better. Like he was saying, he was going from a boy to a man. Me, I'm not really going from a boy to a man. I'm just kind of working on being a better me every day. And taking responsibility for the times where I wasn't the best me, because, you know, girl, been through some things. I haven't always been the best Suki G's, but, Suki G's yummy, whatever the case may be, but just working on being a better me, and that's the most important thing about change is knowing where you was so you can know where you need to go.
Oh my gosh, change is the most
and
treacherous.
Adapting to change, adapting.
Change is the most treacherous journey, but it's the most rewarding journey
for the positive side. Like if you're growing in a positive way,
yes. Yeah. If you've changed and you're just trying to run away from your problems and everything is getting worse, I mean, I feel your pain because we've all been there before where we didn't want to deal with the reality of life. But change, when it comes and everything falls in place, you can't do nothing but just you can't do nothing but admire and smile at yourself, because it's like you trusted the path, you trusted the journey, you trusted whatever you believe in, but most of all, you trusted yourself. And in that is where you find strength. Truth be told, all these lickings you take, all these falls, all this everything, the ability to revel in yourself, or reverence, actually, that's a better, reverence in yourself, is highly intoxicating. And let me not get on that high horse, but I'm just saying that change, when you start to like, oh, I'm doing this, I'm doing that, it's better than anything that you've ever been through. It will keep you going for easily a couple months. But, you know, that's like Yemi was saying, you know, we've talked about being aware, and we talked about, you know, adjusting to change. But, you know, like we talk about this all the time. The silver lining of change is that, like, there's always good that comes from it, or always lessons, right? But what if, like, the change is just stagnant? Like, nothing happens, nothing becomes of it, right? Which is hard to believe, right? What if you change and you're still up in the same spot? I don't feel like that's talked about enough, because it's like, am I doing it right or am I not? You're kind of in a standstill. What are your thoughts about that?
I think that change is change.
Your ass wasn't listening.
No, I wasn't listening to what you were saying, because I thought, you know, my last point was my ending point.
Sure.
So
for you.
Yeah, for you. Yeah. But you want me to rebuttal what your
point I'm talking is? About when you're changing and you're not seeing the change, right? You're not seeing the fruits of what you actually what you thought your idea.
I think people think that like change is like a physical thing, it might be. And honestly, it probably is. They think that like, damn, I did all this work to get out of this circumstance and my circumstance hasn't changed. But like, I always think that like, regardless of any situation that I've been put in, mm-hmm. even if the outcome wasn't the outcome that I wanted, there was an outcome out of that that taught me something. And that's important too.
Sure.
So even if I didn't get out of a situation with the change, with a positive change, or there's something that I was looking forward to, y'all make this a drinking game and drink every time we say the word change. You're going to be litty titty. So, but I just think that like, there's always a lesson to be learned, right? Like you, at the beginning of the story, you were telling, you realized that, you know, even though the outcome wasn't, you know, what it should have been, you learned a lesson and it made you change for the better. I didn't really give any interludes on things that I've been through that made me want to change, but...
Did you want to?
Not really, no. I mean, I feel like I made a lot of mistakes in life, and I still do. I make mistakes all the time. Somebody's always telling me what I do wrong. But now it's becoming less and less, and I feel like I'm very proactive to mm-hmm. things and making sure that I don't have to apologize for a lot of the things I do or have feelings of, damn, I shouldn't have done that. You know, getting away from a lot of those is seeing the change in myself, getting away from a lot of those experiences mm-hmm. because I don't like the feeling of people being like, damn, Suki, you really messed up, or like, you did this, because I don't like people telling me about myself. So there's that on change. Yeah, I feel like you're feeling what I'm saying. So
I am,
from where you are. So.
Of course, I'm right here.
I see the change in Deji too, but I have to be telling him about himself, because sometimes, you know, we be thinking that we're changing in the right way, but sometimes, you know.
No, I mean, I'm always working on myself. There's been many times where I'm constantly thinking about how I interact. And most of the time, it's just like, the thing about change, especially when it's coming from a place of acute stress, is that because you're trying to get out of that stressful situation, there's just going to be times where you just don't act like yourself. And it's not because you're angry or upset. It's just the amount of stress you have on yourself as a person. And that is always difficult to deal with and try to change at the same time, because in that you're just going to act out of character. There's no other way to put it. If you have gone through anything that has been traumatic, it's just hard to always be even killed. It just really is. It's almost a disservice to yourself to try to be even killed because you're a human being. Thanks, Shami. You want to do it? You want to say it one more time? Or okay. Anyways, with that, I feel like it's time to wrap it up.
We've talked about change a lot.
Of course.
Yeah.
But it's a very vague topic. We've only talked about the surface. There's a bunch of things. But
going through changes.
You feel good about that title? Okay. It works for me. I mean, I'm not really upset about it. I feel like we need to add another segment. We have interlude. We have the body.
This, you're cutting this all out, right?
No. Why would I cut this out? This is part of the podcast.
Oh, okay.
We might have to add another segment. Is there something? Yummy. I'm talking to you.
And I'm listening. Is there something?
Right. There's something you want to add to the show?
Let the people tell us. Is there a section that y'all want us to add to the show?
How are they going to add when they don't even know the whole show yet?
Right. We are still in the beginning phases. We're just getting a lot of the introductory parts of us out. But we'll definitely come with segments as the show goes along. But is there anything that you all want to hear from us? Let us know. You can find us on our social media, Twitter and Instagram, nothing BAGT. My individual Instagram and Twitter is Suki G's, SUKIGEEZ. Deji.
IG at Omo _YoungBoy with two I's. On Twitter is at Deji Giwa.
Thank you for joining us. Definitely let us know what you think about change and the things that made you change in life. If you feel of like course. Sharing, definitely hit us on Instagram and tell us Instagram, Twitter,
or emails. You can hit us at nothing.
Yes. But. If you have like a personal story that you want us to come back and tell, definitely hit us at our email. It is nothingbutagthingpodcast@gmail.com, spelled all the way out in clear, plain English. Thank you for joining us for another podcast today. And thank you for listening to this podcast because I was held against my will here today. Thank you.
Y'all keep it lovely. Cause ain't nothing but a G thing, baby. Two low down G, so we're crazy. Death row is the label.